Among the Democrats leading the push against Nancy Pelosi is Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. And the congressman received some pushback from constituents about that during a town hall meeting that he hosted in Amesbury last night. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was there.
About 150 people showed up in Amesbury, including protesters who came in from out of town, many with signs that read, "I stand with Nancy and Nancy rocks." Issa Leshko was here and called Moulton's campaign against Pelosi divisive.
When we have worked so tirelessly to take back the House, to hold this administration accountable, Seth Moulton is willing to risk all of that in order to oust Nancy Pelosi from her leadership role.
Thank you very much.
When Moulton entered the town hall, his constituents greeted him warmly. But then the tough questions and comments began. This one from Helen Claire Sievers of Georgetown was typical.
I am deeply upset that you are challenging Speaker Pelosi with no person that you think would do a better job, no policies that you disagree with. We don't want to do what the Republicans did with their Tea Party people and split our party. And I deeply am concerned that that's what you and your buddies are doing.
Moulton took the blows and said he appreciated the pushback. But he restated his position that on Election Day, voters asked for change and that it's time for the Democrats to deliver that change through new leadership.
I think the whole team should step aside and allow people with the new ideas, the people who understand what climate change is all about, the people who are going to make progress on gun violence, the people who are going to understand the challenges of the automated economy and say, I want to take you to the future.
Yesterday, Moulton, along with Congressman Stephen Lynch of Boston and 14 others elected to the House, signed a letter saying they would vote against Pelosi. They didn't say who they'd vote for, but Moulton has suggested that he might back Marsha Fudge of Cleveland, the 66-year-old former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Meanwhile, most of the Massachusetts congressional delegation supports Pelosi, including Richard Neal of Springfield, who says this is a fight the Democrats don't need right now.
There's plenty of room for disagreement, but I think the fact that it has spilled over the way that it has is not helpful to us moving forward with actually setting an agenda.
Last night, Moulton was asked if he'd oppose Pelosi to the point of letting a Republican become speaker. He said with Republicans in the minority, there's no chance of that happening. And while he welcomed the passion of many of his critics, they didn't change his mind.
This election was a call for change, and it was a call for change in our country or change in our party.
I've heard you say this now for a while, but what I saw tonight was a lot of people don't agree with you. A lot of your constituents don't.
Well, I mean, they organized to come here, right? So, I mean, you know, there was this group that came to, you know, hold their signs and you know, express their views. And this happens all the time. I got called nasty things when I supported the Iran nuclear deal, but ultimately did what I thought was right. And I'm doing what I think is right for the party and the country.
Moulton's critics are so upset, they say he could face a primary challenge in 2020. Moulton says, bring it on. That's the way democracy works. And he should know. 4 years ago, he challenged his predecessor, John Tierney, in a primary and won. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.